We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, enriched the Islamic thought with his fabulous maxims and comprehensive expressions in all the fields of human life that he used to spread among the people. These maxims and expressions can be adopted as a comprehensive program and a complete instruction to solve all the problems of humanity in the present day. In addition, the majority of these maxims have been in the highest level of eloquency and fluency, and they have been characterized by their beauty of composition, the preciseness of the writing style, and the magnificence of the statements. And so, these fabulous maxims and comprehensive expressions and statements of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, are considered to be one of the essential resources of Arabic literature and grammar, as well as one of the treasures of Muslim heritage. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we are talking about the dialogues of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. There's a really interesting conversation that the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, has with one of his companions. So in this conversation, it seems that the companion asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, what is one of the best acts that a person can engage in? And so it's interesting, we find that throughout the history of all of the Imams and even the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, that people often, you know, they used to ask these kind of questions. What is the best characteristic? You know, what is the best act to perform? What is the, you know, worst thing to do? You know, how do we ask for forgiveness? So it's interesting that these kind of questions are asked, you know, regularly from the 14 infallibles, peace and blessings upon them all. And it's interesting that, you know, in various different situations, they have given different answers that are not necessarily contradictory to one another. There can be more than one best act, you know, and then there can be more than one worst act. And another variable to consider also is that the Imams, they would speak to people, you know, based upon that individual. So for example, if an individual came and they had a specific kind of a problem, then the Imams alayhi salam would address that individual's problems. Now, what's interesting is sometimes those problems, those flaws, or those positive strong points are things that are, you know, we have in common as well. And so we benefit from those statements as well. So in this one instance, the individual asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, what is the best act that one can engage in? And so Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says that the best of acts is obedience to one's parents. He says that Allah the Almighty will alleviate the agonies of death for those people who are dutiful, caring to their parents. In another place, we find that in another conversation, of course, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says that to gaze upon one's parents for a long time is a sort of disobedience to them. So this is this kind of, you know, you stare down mom and dad, you lock eyes with mom and dad, you know, you kind of give them that glare. Well, this is considered to be a form of disobedience. And on the other hand, how many of us really are not dutiful or caring to our parents, especially in Western culture, where once children get old enough, they leave the house, and once parents get old enough, they throw them into nursing homes where they are unfortunately alone, isolated, they become depressed, and it's a very sad situation. In the coronavirus pandemic, we saw that many of these elderly people would die in these nursing homes without anybody caring for them. And so one of the things that Islam really pushes and encourages, and according to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, is the best of acts, is obedience to one's parents, of course, as long as it does not result in the disobedience to the Almighty Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. My name is Muhammad, and I'm very happy to be invited by Brother Mahdi to this segment of the program, Dialogue. Today I'd like to read to you a passage about the Islamic lifestyle according to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This passage is extracted from a book titled The Life of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, written by the great Iraqi Muslim historian Allama Baqir Sharif al-Qurayshi. He was born in 1344 after Hijra in the city of Najaf. This great scholar is well known for his books on the biography and conduct of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Please stay with me. Another example of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam's generosity was his interest in guests whom he used to honor and receive hospitably. It is narrated that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam used to welcome and serve his guests personally. He used to serve them with the best and most delicious food, saying, "One who loves us more will eat more here." Every day, he used to order his servants to cook 10 bags of food, each bag feeding 10 persons. We also have to learn from our sixth Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, to invite our family and friends to our houses and show our hospitality to them. Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.